Good morning. This is Kate Olson with the Cass County Office of ISU Extension with your Extension Report for this Wednesday morning. This week, we're talking about how to care for your yard and garden in the hot weather we've been having lately. First of all, we're going to talk about mowing height. And the question we often get is, what is the correct mowing height for the lawn in the summer? Well, we'll start out by talking about Kentucky bluegrass, which is a cool season grass and one of the most common grasses that we see in lawns around here. Cool season grasses thrive in the cool weather of spring and fall, but are very stressed in hot, dry conditions of summer. So what we recommend is mowing Kentucky bluegrass lawns at a height of 3 to 3.5 inches in June, July, and August, those hot summer months where they always seem to have a little bit of a challenge. Bluegrass lawns can be mowed at a height of 2.5 to 3 inches in the spring and fall when they're growing a little more rapidly. The additional leaf area during the summer will shade and cool the crown of the turfgrass plants, and extremely high temperatures at this crown level can kill the turfgrass, so a taller mowing height will encourage the development of a deeper root system. When mowing the lawn, a good rule of thumb is never to remove more than 1/3 of the total leaf area at any time. So if you're planning to cut your lawn at a height of 3 inches when it's cut, you need to cut it when it reaches a growing height of about 4.5 inches. Removing more than 1/3 of the leaf area will weaken the turf grass, reduce its ability to withstand environmental stress, and also make it more likely to be invaded by weeds. Another question we get is fertilizing lawns in summer. Kentucky bluegrass and its other cool season grasses do not need to be fertilized during the summer months, again, June, July, and August. The best time to fertilize these grasses is early spring, or mid-September through late October, early November. When you're fertilizing a lawn, you want to make sure not to apply more than 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet in one application. Another question we get is how to apply, or how and when to apply, a preventative type insecticide if you're concerned about white grubs in the lawn. One thing to know about white grubs is that populations and damage to lawns will vary greatly from year to year, place to place, or spot to spot within the lawn, depending on the beetle numbers, weather, the type of turf, soil conditions, and other things. So there's three approaches you can take to manage white grubs in the lawn. The most aggressive approach is to apply a preventative insecticide to the lawn on an annual basis. The second approach is more of a wait-and-see approach, and applying a curative insecticide only when damage appears. The final approach is basically to do nothing in regards to insecticides, but to repair damaged areas when you do have lawn grubs. If you do decide to apply a preventative insecticide, you would want to do that in late June through early August. There are several insecticides available, mostly to commercial applicators for prevention of white grubs, but anything that you would find in the store that's labeled for white grubs would be perfectly acceptable as long as you use the insecticide carefully, reading and following all label directions. Another question this time of year, depending on the amount of rainfall you've received lately, would be, how necessary is it to water your lawn during hot and dry weather? And again, you have a couple different options here. The first option is to do nothing and allow the grass to go dormant. Cool season grasses, such as Kentucky bluegrass, can survive long periods of dry weather. But in dry weather, the shoots of the grass stop growing and the plants go dormant. This is a natural survival mechanism for turf grass and does not mean your grass has died. The leaves will turn brown, but the turf grass roots and crowns will remain alive. Most cool season grasses, including Kentucky bluegrass, can remain dormant for 4 to 6 weeks without suffering significant damage, but will be at a risk of dying if dormant for more than 6 weeks. So if your grass or lawn is dormant for about 6 weeks, it's best to go ahead and water it. You can apply 1 to 1.5 inches of water in a single application, and then again 1 to 1.5 inches 7 days later, and the grass should begin to green up after the second application. Your other alternative is to water the turf grass during dry weather to help maintain a green and actively growing lawn, but again, this depends on how much water you plan to use. If you do plan to water your lawn, it should be watered approximately 1 to 1.5 inches per week to maintain it. Now this should be 1 to 1.5 inches per week of rainfall and moisture from irrigation total. So if you do receive a heavy rain in a week, you probably don't need to water the grass that week. When you're watering, apply a single application for the week or possibly 2 applications 3 or 4 days apart. So water it once or twice a week and give it a good soaking. Frequent light applications of water will promote shallow rooting in the grass and very lush growth. which is less tolerant to drought and more susceptible to pest problems. If you're not sure how much water your grass is getting in a week or when watering, place 1 to 3 rain gauges within the spray pattern to get a good estimate. For ISU Extension, this has been Kate Olson with your Extension Report.